心你肯，
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of May, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. The path followed by pure devotees who are well behaved and fully endowed with the best qualification is certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from fear and it is authorized by the Shastras. So, this is the summarization of our Krishna consciousness movement. That the path followed by pure devotees. Pure devotees means who has no material desire. That is pure devotees. Anna vilasita sunna. Sunna means jiva. One who has made all material desires jiva. That is the way. The Buddha philosophy, it is called Nibbana. Nibbana means make zero, Shunyavadi. But we cannot remain in the Shunya, that is not possible. Shunyavadi, Nibbana means to give up material desires. It is not possible to give up desires, that is not possible. To give up desire means I have dead body, stone. If I was lying, if I am not a stone, there must be desire. Oh, where is the living entity who has no desires? That is not possible. If we kill somebody to make him desire less, then if you are killed, then there will be no more desire. No. The desire will continue. In the subtle body, even though on his face, his material body, sometimes they commit suicide out of frustration that this desire is not fulfilled, let me commit suicide. No, that is ignorance. Desires continue in the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. And to fulfill the desire, Krishna will give you another body. If we make a desire, it must be fulfilled and Krishna will give you physics. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. The desire is so strong. So how to make it zero? That is not possible. To make it zero means no more material beings. That is, to make zero material beings. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam. That is more lucidly explained in the Narad Bhakti Sutra. Desire means we should give up the desire of this body of deadliness. I am Indian. You are American, I am Hindu, you are Christian. These are all designations of the body. I accidentally am born in India, therefore I call myself India. You are accidentally, not accidentally, somewhere or other, born in, you are American. Accidentally, somebody takes birth in the Hindu family, he becomes Hindu. Accidentally, he takes part in the Christian world, he became Christian. These are all designations. So, when we give up this designation, that is desire. Designation. Everyone is acting, they are fighting, they are making so many plans. Why? we are Indian or we are American, we are Russian, and the Russian must exceed, the American must exceed. This is going on the platform of daily mission. When we change the platform and we simply desire how to serve Krishna, that is desirelessness. Otherwise, not that desirelessness means I become a Jew. That is not possible. Because I am a living being, I am a living soul. How can I be desireless? If you want to be desirelessness and less, then come to the association of such persons who are Sushila Sadhava Jatra Narayana Parayana. Persons who are simply interested in serving Narayana. Narayana Parayana means they are always ready to abide by the orders of Narayana. Narayana are those who are taking the path of Narayana, devotional service as a life and soul. They are called Narayana Parayana. So, what is the qualification of Narayana Parayana? He does not require any qualification to become Narayana Parayana. But if you become voluntarily Narayana Parayana, Narayana Parayana means my life is now dedicated for Narayana. Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu, they are the same. So that is qualification. If we simply take it as vow that from this day my life is dedicated to Narayana, Krishna. Sarvapadi vinimuktam tatparastinam vimbhav. As soon as we take this vow that from this day my life is dedicated to Krishna. Krishna wants everyone to surrender, I surrender and believe. From that day, you become free from all difficulties. Simply this determination. That from this day, I belong to Narayana Krishna. Whatever he wants, that is the teachings of Bhagavad. So long or job, that is a superficial picture. Arjuna is always for Krishna, but just to teach us, he began for his family. He began in the war field when there was to fighting, he began to the family side and he said, my dear Krishna, how can I hurry to my family? They are my brothers, they are my nephews, they are my grandfather. That my teacher, because it was a family fight, five brothers and 100 brothers. So at the war field, he became perplexed that I am fighting with my family. The fight means to fight with enemies. But how is that? What kind of war it is? I have to fight with family. He said, Krishna, so who has fought this kind of fighting, Krishna, to kill his own brother, his nephew? That means he leaned to the family side. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. Because he belonged to the Kuru's family, he took side of the family. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, after understanding Krishna, when he came to the conclusion that I must be with Krishna's side, not to the family side, then he became perfect. After hearing thoroughly Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, now what you will do, to the family side or my side? Jathechasita, that freedom is there. Jathechasita, whatever you like, that do, I have given my instructions. That freedom is there, always. The Krishna, or his representative, the spiritual master, he can give you good instruction, good advice. But to do it or not to do it, that is your option. That is your option. You decide yourself. That is it. Krishna said, Jathechasi tathātu. I am not interfering with your independence. I am here as your spiritual master. And you accept me as your spiritual master. Krishna was accepted by the Sishrati Hum. Krishna, no friendly talk. I accept you as my spiritual master. Sishrati Hum Sadhimam Prapanna. What kind of disciple? Prapanna, fully surrendered. Now whatever you say and do, this is Shishya. Shishya, the Samaritan will explain, Shastha, who voluntarily accepts the ruling of a person, he is Shishya. Otherwise, you go on talking whatever nonsense you can, I will do my own business. That is not Shishya. Shishya means, Tishyastiham Sadhiman Prapanna. Tad viddhi panipātena. That is Shishya. So, Krishna taught him Bhagavad Gita. Then still he gave him the freedom. Jathechasi tathātu. Now Arjuna, I have instructed you everything. Now you decide what to do. Did not force. Reply was, that now, nastro moha sati lavya. My illusion is now over. I am now remembering what I am. That remembering means, I am not belonging to this family. Tap prasadalma sudana. Sati lavya, sati. This is, in the material world, we have lost our memory. That I am part and parcel of Krishna, and my duty is to serve Krishna. This is our position. This is called illusion. Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. Now what is the duty of this finger? To abide by the order of the... finger is stand like this, the finger is... You come here, yes? That is part and parcel. That is part of Krishna. So if you are part and parcel of Krishna, our only duty is to serve Krishna. There is no other duty. But we have created so many duties, and that is designation. So we can be designation less when you live with the pure devotees of Krishna. Therefore it is said that Sushila Sadhava Jatra. That path is very nice. Akutuha, fearless. Where the Sushila Sadhava Jatra, where well-behaved saintly persons are there. Well-behaved. It is the first word, Sushila. Sila means character. Well, nice character. A devotee cannot be bad character, because Krishna is Parabrahma, Paramdhamo, Pavitram. Pavitram means pure. So impure cannot approach it. That is not possible. If you want to enter fire, you must be fire. And if you are not fire, then you will burn. So first of all, we have to revive, because Krishna, the example is given, that Krishna is a big fire and we are sparks of fire. We are also fire, but small. The sparks of fire can play, can remain within fire, and it is beautiful. But there is spark we have seen while fire is going on. It is very beautiful. And as soon as the spark fire falls down, separate from the earth, it is extinguished. No more fire, it is black charcoal, that's all. So, if we want happiness, then we have to dance with Krishna. But you cannot dance Krishna if you have not ego. Krishna is Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Pavitram is the supreme pure. So if you want to take pleasure in the company of Krishna and dance, Rasa dance, then you have to become pure, purified. That is Sarvapad Hivinen Muktam, to free from all divinity. Narayana Pana. Narayana society or Krishna society, the same thing. So, this is very nice verse, substance of Krishna consciousness movement, that those who are conducting this movement, they must be Sushila, very well behaved. Nobody can find out any fault that is Sushila. Well, the behavior should be so nice. That is the test. How you have become Krishna conscious. That is the test. Spotless. You study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior, character, his ideal, and throughout his whole life, you will not find this form. You read Chaitanya Chaitanya, find out some fault. That here is Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is fault. No. That is Sushila. That is sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhava means sadhu, sanctified. What is sanctified? Titikshava, karunika. Srila sarudana, ajada sattva shanta, sadhava sadhu bhushana. This is the definition of a sadhu. What is that? Titikshava, very, very tolerant. Just see, Christ, ideal character, how tolerant he is. He has been crucified, still is merciful. But similarly, anywhere, those who are actually sadhu, saintly person, they are very tolerant. Kamarupa tapasya, that is the qualification of sadhu. Titiksa. At the same time, karunika. Merciful. The others are torturing him, but he still is merciful. That is the qualification of sadhu. Titiksa va karunika. Why? Srila sarva-bhutana. He is friend of everyone. There is no distinction. That he is American, he is Indian, he is Christian, he is Hindu, he is dog, he is cat, he is man. No, he is kind to everyone. Why you are preaching? No meat eating. And you stop meat eating, then the poor animals will be saved. So what business you have got with the animal? Srila Sarva-bhuta. The saintly person is praying to everyone. Why? They unnecessarily say animal should be killed. That is his feeling. You can eat animals because by nature this is the arrangement that ahastan is ahastana. Even we eat vegetables, that is also killing. But because I have to kill somebody to eat, that does not mean that I can kill my child also. Of course, that is also going on. That is discriminate. Similarly, our principle is that we are kind, merciful to everyone. But we have to eat. So, we eat Krishna prasad. Because after all, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So, if he eats something, the responsibility is his. We are not advocate of vegetarianism or non-vegetarianism. No, that is not our business. We are Krishnaites. What Krishna says, we have to do. Therefore, sadhu, He is a sarvabhuta. Sadhu is not any. Ajatasattva. He does not create any. But the world is such that if you become devotee, even your father will be any. Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old boy, what was his fault? He became a devotee and his father was prepared to kill him. This is what. So he does not create an enemy. But these demons, rascals, out of their jealousy, they become our enemy. Otherwise, our process is not to make any. We invite everyone, please come here, take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, dance, and go home. What is the enemy? But still they will become enemy. This is the world. But if he lives with the sadhava, Sushila, then and follows the rules and regulations, then he also becomes sadhava. Sangha sanjayate kama. It's like if you mix with the drunkard, thieves and rogue, you also become a drunkard thief. Similarly, if you live with the sadhu, sadhava, then you become sadhava. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is simply giving chance to people without any discrimination. Please come, become Narayana Pana, devotee, and automatically you will become Sushila and Sadhu. I swear, that is the test. You become a devotee, Narayana Pana, then automatically you become Sushila and Sadhu. And if you become well-behaved, sadhava, committing gross sinful activities, sadhava, and simply serving Narayana, Krishna, then for our elevation or salvation, that is the pantha chema akuto bhaya. Akuto bhaya, now we are fearless. If we are on the devotional path, then you have no fear. Why? That Krishna takes charge of you. Krishna says, Kote apratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. Kamdhya Arjuna. You can declare throughout the whole world that one who has become my devotee will never be vanquished. Kote apratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. You can immediately. Krishna's help. So if we depend completely and Krishna, Narayana, Narayana Para, then automatically we become sadhu, automatically we become well-behaved, and automatically we are protected. Therefore this path is the best way of advancing in our life and go back home, back to God. Thank you.